This is St. Louis Public Radio. Come January, there will be a new prosecutor in the city of St. Louis for the first time in 16 years. The election to replace Jennifer Joyce as circuit attorney comes as the city struggles to get homicides and other violent crime under control, and relations between law enforcement and some communities remain strained. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman introduces us to the four Democrats running in what is arguably the most important contest in the city.
Steve Harmon pondered running for circuit attorney in 2012, and he was the first candidate into the mix this time around. The field expanded after Joyce announced last July she would not run again. But Harmon, the son of the former mayor and police chief Clarence Harmon and a former police officer himself, says he remains the best candidate.
The other candidates were either hired, trained, and recruited by Jennifer Joyce. So the ones that are currently in that office, I think, bear some of the responsibilities that have led to some of the distrust in the community.
Insider status is exactly why Mary Pat Carl says city residents should elect her. She's currently the lead homicide prosecutor in the office, though on leave while she campaigns, and Joyce's chosen successor.
If you add the experience of every single one of those three people together, I have more than they have combined. I've handled basically every type of case in the office.
She says that's why she's also picked up the endorsement of the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
It takes knowing the intricacies of the criminal justice system to bring justice and to make sure that you have that you're prosecuting the right people for the right crimes.
Carl isn't alone in emphasizing her experience. All four candidates have done so on Politically Speaking podcasts and at several forums, including one hosted by activist groups at St. Louis University. Under Missouri law, prosecutors have one main duty. They represent the interests of the state in court. Carl has the most experience doing that. But State Representative Kimberly Gardner, who once worked in Joyce's office, says experience needs to be defined more broadly. In addition to being an attorney, she's also a registered nurse.
But I'm a lifelong city resident, and one of the hardest areas to understand what crime, it's not just in terms of you losing that one individual, it affects the whole community.
And she points out she's the only candidate who's ever won a political race.
I've been accountable to the people of the city of St. Louis representing 77th District. And when you talk about how we change this office, it's not about Kim Gardner, the candidate, is about the people of the city of St. Louis.
Harmon highlights the time he's spent handling the many mundane things required of the circuit attorney.
I am the only candidate in this race that has actual supervisory and managerial experience. I've worked with budgets. I've done hiring and firing, dealt with promotions, employee misconduct, employee discipline.
He's also proud of his longtime involvement with groups like 100 Black Men and the Mound City Bar Association. Patrick Homaker, who's on leave from his job as an assistant circuit attorney, frequently brings up a diversion program he set up for a 17-year-old who was stopped while carrying a concealed firearm.
He successfully went through that program. He graduated from high school, and now he's back this summer working two summer jobs.
He also touts his endorsement by the Ethical Society of Police, the association representing Black police officers, especially since he's the, quote, bald white guy.
I think it sends really a great signal to the community that I'm someone who can kind of bridge some of these gaps that we have here in St. Louis and bring people together, especially with everything going on in the criminal justice system right now.
That skill, he says, makes him the best person to find partners to help battle violent crime. The winner of the August primary is the presumptive winner in November. No Republican is running for the office. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.